Broken promises. As we grow older, we become adept collectors of broken promises. It's not that the world means ill, but the world's options grow larger day by day. Too much hanging around by the likes of ourselves, and too much excitement, far too much excitement, by a world that rushes headlong to embrace new recruits. The young are beautiful and sanguine, that's for sure. As I was saying, I hate that you promised me long ago an exceptional copy of Ptolemy's Geographica, the one published by Hall of Ulm, with its elaborately coloured vellum maps, that gift to you from the Prince Eugene of Savoy. As for the 1480 book printed by Letou of London, I let it pass. People forget. And I work all day in a faraway library, but my heart did leap when you left the Penguin Selected of Yevtushenko. It smelled of campfires and young Georgian wines. I've had it bound in vellum, like an original Jensen of Venice. And I take it with me on long journeys to the Kerry Mountains, to Sligo, to the sea. Once, while reading it, a young woman approached me in Stuart plaid, claiming that her name was Larissa Fyodorovna, that the book was of her patrimony. I promised her the book, of course, before I fled.